I spent the day at a county fair, a good old-fashioned county fair with beef cattle and fair queens and candied apples. So that my daughter could spin in giant teacups, I walked 1,000 miles in 90-degree heat. My mouth was as dry as a bag of potpourri. "Ice-cold water," the sign said. $1.50. I moved on in search of a drinking fountain. I came to another sign. "Clear, fresh water. $2. And yet another sign. "Drinking water. $500. All right, not really, but I could see it coming. Remember in the movies how kindly old ladies used to ladle out water to passing vagabonds? It was a symbol of humanity, a symbol apparently lost on a new generation of Americans. Everyone knows there's no such thing as a free ride, but all I wanted was a little free water. And yet it occurred to me that if I was stubborn enough, I could actually die of thirst next to the corn dog booth. After it was too late, someone would pop open a bottle of that ice-cold water and try to pour it down my constricted throat. Then they'd dig into my fanny pack and pull out the $2 I owed. Have we reached a place in time where we expect so little from our fellow human beings that we're willing to pay for everything? Have we resigned ourselves to the notion that we're all just the means to an end in someone else's scheme? Of course, the reason most of us pay for things is to gain control. Bottled water came on the scene as an upgrade to tap. People demanded something better. But by doing so, those people unwittingly changed the rules for the rest of us. Yet if there's power in what we buy, there's got to be power in what we don't buy. There are things we'd never dream of paying for. A smile from a stranger, a kind word from a friend. We wouldn't pay because it would cheapen them. Or worse yet, it would make them far too expensive. Cool water on a hot day has become far too expensive. My good old-fashioned county fair needed just one more thing to make it perfect. A kindly lady with a ladle full of water for a vagabond like me.